Monica, Peter, thank you for being here. Thank you for the performance today.
Thanks for having us.
Monica, as you mentioned, you and Peter have been playing together for nearly 40 years and have been married for 30 years. Is that kind of relationship, that personal relationship, an asset or a liability when you get together to play music?
I would say it's an asset, and I would say especially during the pandemic, it was a super asset because everybody was stranded, and at least it was the two of us, and we could like sit in our living room and make some music together. So I would say, what do you think?
Peter?
Asset? Or
asset? Absolutely. You go home after the gig and you drive in your own car by yourself and you can shout at the empty seat next to you. And now when you're together, you discuss, you go through every detail of every gig and you just go like, it's great. It's great that we can do this.
And you both came here from Germany to Indiana. Do you want to share anything about how that happened? How did you wind up in Indiana?
So we got together, I guess, in mid-80s, and I was studying. And during my last year, I got this opportunity for an exchange program, for a one-year exchange program. And, you know, I looked at Peter and said, hey, that could be a chance. I mean, we both were playing jazz. We wanted to be jazz musicians, and we knew this is the land where jazz is, and we can really learn it and immerse. So we did buy one-way tickets and say, let's see.
One thing I appreciate about the music you create independently and together is that you are playing off of and exploring our local culture here in Indiana. And a great example of that is your most recent project, which involves kind of interpreting the paintings of T.C. Steele, a famous Hoosier Impressionist painter. Do you want to tell us a little about this project?
So this is part of what we're doing with the Indianapolis Cologne Sister City Exchange. We've been presenting for them concerts for the last 10 years, always with different concepts, historical backdrops. And this year, you know, I got inspired by the new documentary, The House of the Singing Winds. And I thought, The House of the Singing Winds, there's paintings and singing music and impressionism. And so I put out the task to the band members saying, here, take any T.C. Steele painting and have an inspirational framework.
And the final thing I wanted to ask about, and Monica, I think this has become a huge part of your legacy, and I think your work in this area is invaluable, right? You've been a huge advocate for women in jazz music. You've done this in many ways. You have a series of albums called Sheroes. You do the Girls' Jazz Day every year. Tell me about your work advocating for women in jazz and the importance of this work.
So several things. I mean, realizing that one of the most important things is to have role models and see somebody like you. So role models, that's my Sheroes groups. The Jazz Girls Day is just getting together in safe, comfortable environments without having to show off. There's no good reason why there's such an imbalance. And it's actually really sad that in jazz, the imbalance is the worst of all musical genres.
Peter, Monica, thank you again so much for the performance today and for talking with us. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.